Here's a thought I'll title Loosen Up. To a large degree, the pursuit of art making is the pursuit of perfection. And perfection is closely linked to control. We want to have everything under our control. We want to be able to make predictions that are rock solid. That goes too for recording these Here's a Thought audios. I usually do this in my studio, where I have reasonable sound control, and there's hardly ever any background noise. The room is treated for a lack of echoes. Control. Perfection. I want it to be professional. But today, here I am in the middle of the Denver airport, getting ready to fly home from a 2-week trip out here to the West Coast. And I don't have control. And I wonder if it makes a difference. You'll be able to understand perfectly well what I'm saying. And even though you might hear airport noise in the background, it's not going to be a problem for you to comprehend what I'm saying. I wonder if the same thing is true for photography. In the midst of the hubbub of a gallery opening, we can still see the work. It may take a little effort to move all of that stuff in the background out of our conscious attention, but we can do it. Control can be a wonderful thing, but it can also be something that eliminates or complicates our creativity. I was really tempted not to record this here in the Denver airport because I thought, well, it won't sound professional. But the more I thought about it, the more I thought, is that really true? Is the professionalism of what we produce contained in the mechanic? Does the professionalism of what we're making derive from the absence of any background? Or is it the content that provides meaning and professionalism to what we say? If you hear airport noise, does that mean that what I'm saying is invalid? And then I remembered the work of Carol Golomboski that we've published a couple of times in Lenswork, where she scratches the negatives and draws on them and does all kinds of things to deface the negative, but in meaningful ways. Or what about Joel Peter Witkin? Or what about when we look at historic images that might be scratched or have flaws on them? Don't we just look past all of that or look through all of that as a part of the artwork that we're looking at? So maybe all the background noise in this recording isn't as big a problem as I feared that it would be, because you can still hear me, you can still understand what it is that I'm saying. And this train of thought makes me want to go back and look at the work of Gary Winogrand again, the ultimate photography for which there was no control. Maybe he was on to something there. Very interesting indeed.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.